Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Years ago, I read in a book by Tihav Eker, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, this sentence. And I loved this sentence because I thought, yes, that's it. It's so simple. It's such a let it be easy statement. He said this: if someone is having or enjoying or being or doing something that you want to be, do, or have, or enjoy, or welcome into your life, they just know something that you don't. That's it. He was talking about this in a financial context, right? So he said, look, if someone has great high net worth, a really solid high net worth, and they have a beautiful home and a vacation home and whatever else you can dream of in your mind that you might want, he said, if someone already has those things and you don't, they just know something that you don't. AKA how to invest, AKA how to be good with money, how to create value, how to make your money work with you, work for you, for example. There are many ways that we can go with this. But think about that for a second. It's not that someone is more talented, more worthy, more capable, more qualified. They just know something that you don't. And in some cases, this is going to be very practical things, right? Especially when it comes to money, for example. But in my experience, it comes down to knowing how to manage your mind. What are you thinking about all day long? What are you allowing in? I'll never forget seeing Susie Orman speak. It was on television. She got up on stage and she said the same thing she always says before she opens her talk. She says, I stand before you as a very, very, very wealthy woman. And I just loved that from day one. I thought, okay, she's showing us who she is. She's authoritative because she's often, or she's representing in so many cases, often where we might like to go, where the average person might like to see themselves, describe themselves as wealthy and secure financially. And I thought, well, Susie Orman just knows something we don't. Hence her books, hence her television show, hence the work that she puts out into the world so generously and consistently, may I add, even in retirement. But how can this apply to your life today? Right? How can this be something that's useful for you, for me, for anyone to understand? If there's something that you want to know, it has never been easier to access that information. I mean, even when I was growing up, we needed a library card, right? Because we couldn't afford books. We'd go to the library, I'd sign up for a library card, and then I'd go to the library, get my books for 2 weeks. I'd have to return them within those 2 weeks and read them to get more books. But think about it this way. You're a Google search away, a YouTube search away, a social media search away from getting so much amazing free advice, free content from real thought leaders who've created results that you might want to create. I always think to myself in this sense that if there's something that I want to be, do, or have and I'm not receiving it, either my energy is blocked, I don't feel worthy of the thing, or maybe I'm being a little bit lazy. The information is there. There's a book on that, a video on that, a course on that, a podcast on that. People are telling you for free in so many cases how to create in abundance what it is that they've already created. Maybe it's a thriving marriage. Maybe it's some form of peaceful parenting. Maybe it's seeing the world in this really different, off the beaten pathway. Maybe it is building real wealth. Someone else has done that. In fact, they've dedicated their life to it. Are you benefiting from other people's experience? Because I grew up addicted to self-help books, I always thought to myself, gosh, reading is like cheating. I don't have to suffer and go through so many of the mistakes that other people have made because I've read about them and I've learned through them. Learning is such a shortcut, my friends. Anyone who's in my self-coaching society community knows this. We learn, we apply, and we just really shortcut our success. We get there quickly. My friends, are you tapping into the wealth, the genius, the gold mine of resources around you? What if you're just one piece of information away from your next level? Until tomorrow, my friends, so much love and ease. Hey, friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@suzy-moore.com. That's info@suzy-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.